சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
We have completed the 7th chapter. Today I will give you a summary of this 7th chapter. First 6 chapters come under one shatkam, in which Lord Krishna dealt with 3 topics. First 6 chapters. Those 3 topics we have already completed. They are Jiva Swarupam, Purusha Prayatnaha and Karma Yoga. Very important topics. Jiva Swarupam means the nature of that individual. Jiva means individual. Swarupa means nature. What is my real nature? That is, consciousness principle is my real nature. That is the Jiva Swarupam. Consciousness existent principle, I am Atma, manifesting in this body-mind complex. So body-mind is a matter. I am enlivening this body-mind matter. This understanding is called jnanam. You have to understand your real nature. This is the first topic. Second chapter, third chapter, fourth, fifth and sixth. All these chapters Lord Krishna explained. Then the second topic Lord Krishna highlighted in the first shatkam. That is Purusha Prayatnam, free will. To remove that idea of fatalism, to remove the idea of fatalism, that is, many people have the notion Bhagavan only will take care of. Everything happen whatever written on my head. So, I need not do anything. According to my prarabdha, everything will take care of. So, for that Bhagavan says, it is not right thinking. Even though you do not have total control over your future, still you have some free will. You have to use your free will. You have to put your effort, prayatnam. You can change your prarabdha. You can change your future life by your effort. So free will is emphasized. We never accept total fatalism. Fate, na, what is fatalism? A person, when he talks about fate, is called fatalism. Fatalism is nothing but a person always talking about thala eluthu, vidhi, fate. He is called a fatalistic person. No one can change my fate, people say. Shastra says you can change. You can change your fate. Not totally, but you can put your effort. You can take over, you are in charge of your life. That topic also highlighted. Then the third topic was Karma Yoga. Sadhanas are also given. One has to practice Karma Yoga. Nishkama Karma. Not doing activities all the time for worldly pleasures. Not performing actions always for worldly pleasures, only materialistic pursuits. That is called Sakama Karma. May you work for Nishkama Karma without expecting any worldly materialistic benefits. work for some spiritual benefits. Nishkama karma. Selflessly active. Then you will get spiritual benefit. You will get peace of mind. That is called karma yoga. Having dealt with the three topics, again another three topics he brings in that 7th chapter to 12th chapter. So that is called Madhyama Shatkam. Middle 6 chapters. Same way, parallel to these three topics, another three topics Bhagavan brings here. Those three topics from 7th to 12th, first topic is Ishvara Swarupam, their Jiva Swarupam. So, Vesti level, micro level analysis in first Shatkam. Then second Shatkam, 7 to 12 chapters, Ishvara Swarupam, macro level, who is God? Enquiry into the nature of God. Jiva Swarupa Jnanam, first Shatkam. Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam, second Shatkam. Whom you are worshipping? That God, what is His nature? It is our prime responsibility to know His nature. Not worshipping blindly, lifelong. To whom I am offering? To whom I am doing all these prayers? For what purpose I am doing? So you have to think over. So Bhagavan has given mind, intellect. Therefore, Bhagavan is asking us, start using your buddhi. Start using your buddhi. At what age? At any age, at least after 20 years, you start thinking. So that is Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. Then second topic is Ishvara Anugraha. God's grace. Ishvara Anugraha is very, very important. You can tap that grace of the Lord by prayers, by worshipping Lord, surrendering to the Lord. You have to seek the blessings of the Lord. Encash, that we can say in worldly language, encash that grace of the Lord. Not for worldly pleasures. Encash the grace of the Lord for spiritual upliftment. Even though initial stage of life, you have encashed that grace of the Lord for worldly objects, at least drop that now. You can take to that spiritual upliftment, moksha, liberation, where you can get real peace and happiness. Don't waste your time. That is the purpose of human life. That is the purpose of human life. Taking, providing food to the body, providing shelter, providing clothes to the body, throughout life and working for that only is not the aim of human birth. That is a secondary, you know. Providing food, shelter, clothing, that's okay. But there is another purpose for this life. That is assignment with God. Bhagavan has given physical body for some other purpose. I am giving you physical body, what you are going to do? Let me see. He is watching. Bhagavan is watching what he is doing. This person is going to 5-star hotels, pubs and all, enjoying. Or some temple worship, puja and Vedanta classes going or not, he is watching all the time. What he is thinking, also Bhagavan is watching. Bhagavan has sent us for a purpose here. Then Bhagavan sees a person who is studying Shastra and who is understanding his nature and Ishvara's nature and getting Atma Jnanam. Bhagavan says, Shabash. Shabash Chulva, Bhagavan, Avan Bhati. Yes, you are the right person doing the right job. This is the purpose. Why I have sent you to this human world. So Bhagavan is also happy, you are also happy. That is Ishvara's grace is always there for us. Now we have to recognize that grace which is showering upon us. We have to make use of that grace. Bhagavan also helps us when you are seeking for a higher goal. This is called Ishvara Kripa. Then the third topic is Upasana. Upasana Yoga. There Karma Yoga, here Upasana Yoga. Karma Yoga for Chitta Shuddhi, to get mental purity in the first six chapters. And second six chapters, 7 to 12, Upasana Yoga, how to meditate upon God. That topic he is emphasizing here, Upasana Yoga. These three topics we are going to see from 7th chapter to 12th chapter. All the way, all the six chapters, we can see these topics. With this background, we'll see from first shloka onwards up to third shloka, Lord Krishna points about the glory of this knowledge, Ishvara Jnanam, Saguna Ishvara Jnanam, and Nirguna Ishvara Jnanam, Jnana Vijnana Sahitam, Mayasakta Manah Partha Yogam Yunjan Madashrayaha, Asamshayam Samagrammam, Yadha Vinasyasi Tachrunu. Arjuna, may you know my real nature totally. What is my total nature? Jnanam Teham Savijnanam Idam Vakshamya Seshataha. Second shloka he tells, Arjuna, I am going to teach you about Jnanam and Vijnanam. Aseshataha, totally. Don't miss the class and children. Okay. When I am going to teach you totally, you have to listen totally. Aseshataha, Jnanam and Vijnanam. What is the benefit if you want to know? Yajnatva neha bhuyonyat jnatavyam avasishyat. By knowing which, there is nothing to know. By knowing this Jnanam and Vijnanam, you get fulfillment. There is no further seeking. You feel Purnatvam. Nothing left out to learn. That type of knowledge I am going to give you. Having said that, Bhagavan says this knowledge is very, very rare. Manushyanam Sahasresha. Very few people work for this knowledge. Even though there are lakhs and lakhs of people in that city, but they all won't attend the Bhagavad Gita class. Manushyanam Laksha Sahasra Jananam Madhye Kaschid Yatati Siddhate. Very few people go to that class, Bhagavad Gita class. Even among those students who are all attending also, Yatatamapi Siddhanam, because of many preoccupations, they won't attend classes properly. Kaschid Yatati Siddhaye Yatatamapi Siddhanam Kaschin Mam Veti Tattvataha. A person who is committed, whose top priority is Ishvara Jnanam, such a person only knows this. His family, people, relations, process, position, profession, everything is secondary for him or for her. He is taking care of them, but his mind is always on this knowledge. So, maximum physical and mental energy that person spend for this knowledge. Because among so many people, very few people come. Among so many few people also, rarely people understand, because they need a lot of arhata, qualification. Shraddha, Bhakti, Shrama. They have to put lot of Shrama, studying. Not easy to come to the class throughout the 18 chapters without break until I understand. So they require tremendous commitment. With that, some people go and study, they get knowledge. So that Lord Krishna says, it is a very, very rare, valuable knowledge. It's a very rare knowledge, very valuable knowledge. It gives emotional and intellectual fulfillment. This knowledge gives emotional and intellectual fulfillment. This is the first introductory verses, these three verses. Now Krishna introduced the topic of this seventh chapter from fourth shloka onwards up to 12th shloka. The main topic comes, that is Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. This goes up to 12th chapter. He is starting from here. The Ishvara Jnanam, not only one chapter, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, up to that, he is go on elaborating that Ishvara Swarupam, 4 to 12. The following 5 chapters also this topic comes. What Lord Krishna says, what do you mean by Ishvara? What do you mean by God? God means, we call that God here in our classes as Ishvara. Okay, whenever I say Ishvara, please understand that is a synonym to God I am using. Ishvara means not Kapaleshwara. Swamini always using Ishvara, Ishvara, because she is very close to Kapaleshwara. Kapaleshwara means Shiva. Here, the Ishvara word we use in tradition, Sampradaya, we use the word Ishvara. Ishvara means God, Paramatma, Paramatma Swarupa Jnanam, Ishvara Jnanam. Okay, this is clear. You have to remember this word up to 18 chapters. Suddenly you get to Ishvara, Ishvara, in the Vibhuti, horizontal. Vibhuti and Koda, and the Shivalinga, Ishvara. A whole subject out. Ishvara means it's a mixture. Bhagavan or Lord, Ishvara, God, all are synonyms. It is a mixture. Mixture of what? Mixture of two principles. God is a mixture of two principles. The Lord is a mixture of two principles. Ishvara is a mixture of two principles. Bhagavan is a mixture of two principles. One is Paraprakriti, another is Aparaprakriti. Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti put together Ishvarahana. Paraprakriti means Paramatma, the Chaitanyam, Spirit, Consciousness. Paraprakriti. Aparaprakriti means matter, Maya or Prakriti. Common feature between Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti, both are beginningless. Spirit or Chaitanyam is also beginningless, Anadi. Anadi means beginningless. Similarly, Aparaprakriti also anadi, beginningless. It is not born or created. So both together, para and apara alone is called Bhagavan. This is the common feature between these two prakritis. Another common feature is both of them are the cause of this universe. Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti, both of them are the cause of the universe. Jagat Karanam. So Ishvaraha, who is consisting of Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti, is the cause of this universe. Jagat Karanam. So Ishvara is the Jagat Karanam. In Ishvara, Aparaprakriti is there or not? It's there. therefore aparaprakriti is also jagat karanam, paraprakriti is also jagat karanam, put together ishvara, therefore ishvara is jagat karanam, cause of this universe. Ishvara is the cause of this universe. What type of cause? Upadana karanam, material cause, material cause. So these are the common features. Now later we have to understand more about paraprakriti and more about aparaprakriti. Only this much is only introduction about Ishvara. Anadi jagat karanam. Without aparaprakriti, world cannot come. Without paraprakriti, world cannot come. Both are anadi, both are material cause. Okay? Now let us see some more points about Ishvara. The paraprakriti and aparaprakriti, there are uncommon features. Uncommon features. Paraprakriti means Chaitanyam, consciousness, I said. Paraprakriti means Chaitanyam or consciousness. Aparaprakriti means Achetana, Jadaswarupa, matter. Achetanam, insentient matter. Jadam, Achetanam means insentient. Paraprakriti is sentient, Chetanam. Aparaprakriti is insentient, Jadam. When the Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti only became the world, Jagat Karanam, Ishvara is the Karanam, world is the Karyam product. Karana Gunaha Karye Anuvartante. The gold, if you make a golden chain with gold, in chain also, what are all there? What are all? No, gold alone is there. Gold alone appearing as chain. There is no substance called chain. Chain is nothing but another name for gold. Therefore, chain is nothing but gold in another form. Clear? Similarly, God, Ishvara, is the Karanam, just as the gold is the Karanam for chain product. Ishvara is the cause for the universe, world, Karyam product. Just as the gold continues in the chain, similarly, when Ishvara is the cause of this world, world is product, like chain, who is continuing in this world? Ishvara. What you said, chain is nothing but gold. Chain is a product, Karyam. Gold is cause, Karanam. Karyam cannot exist separate from Karanam. Similarly, Ishvara is the Karanam, world is the Karyam product. World cannot exist separate from Ishvara. That means what? World is nothing but another name for God. World is nothing but another name given for Ishvara. Only Ishvara appearing in the form of world. Just as you said, only gold is appearing in the form of chain. Siddhama chonnale. Similarly, Ishvara alone appearing in the form of world. Now to see God, Ishvara, where you have to go? You need not go anywhere. To see gold, keeping chain in front of you, to see gold, where you have to go? You need not go. The chain is itself is gold. Similarly, when world is Karyam, Ishvara is Karanam, Karanam alone is appearing as effect, world. When you are seeing the world, you are seeing what? Ishvara. Unlike Rama Avatara and Krishna Avatara, to get Rama Avatara Darshanam, Rama Avatara Darshanam, you have to do lot of japa. Lakhs and lakhs of japa, if you do only, you will get Ramadarshanam. Lakhs and lakhs of japa of Krishna, if you do only, you will get Krishna Darshanam. In a particular form. When Lord is appearing in Jagat Avatara, Jagat Avatara, Vishwarupa, what japa you have to do, tell me now. When you are not seeing God now, Ishvara, when you are not seeing, you are seeing all the time. Are you getting the point? Very important point. Lord Krishna takes this thread up to 12th chapter. As you are experiencing the world, you are experiencing the God. Kanuvena, you require a subtle mind, an informed mind, a mind which is focused to Shastra, you require for that. Not ordinary mind can grasp that. A mind which is focused to Shastra, studied Shastra, such a mind can see that world as God. Possible. Possible, that is the truth. Now, we have to understand, if Ishvara is para prakriti and apara prakriti, world also must be what? Mixture of para prakriti and apara prakriti. World is also mixture of para prakriti and apara prakriti. Because if you make the clay pot, pot is also clay. If you make the desk with wood, desk is also wood. If you make the chain with gold, chain is gold. Gold is shining, chain is also shining. Similarly, if Ishvara, para and apara mixture, Ishvara manifesting in the world form, world is nothing but another name for Ishvara, world also must have what? Two entities. What are they? Para and apara. Now you have to find out what is that para and what is apara. Para is that, not apara. Apara is that which is not para. Spirit and matter. Matter and spirit mixture is called Ishvara. Matter and spirit mixture alone is appearing as the world. Therefore, world is a mixture of matter and spirit. Now, we have to decipher what is that spirit in the world, what is that matter in the world. Shastra says, Krishna says, whatever you see is matter, apara prakriti. Whatever you see with your eyes is, or whatever you experience, or whatever you observe, is matter, apara prakriti. What are all you are experiencing? All nama rupas you are experiencing. You are observing all names and forms. What else? Every one of us experiencing or observing all forms and names. Therefore, all forms and names are apara prakriti. Every form. Desk is apara prakriti, mic is apara prakriti, flower is apara prakriti, clip is apara prakriti, the body is apara prakriti. Because I am experiencing, I am observing. This body, what you are observing, is apara prakriti. Your body, what I am observing, is apara prakriti, matter. Matter cannot be created. Matter manifest and unmanifest. It goes into energy form. Energy again becomes matter. Energy in motion is called matter. Matter in non-motion is called energy. Matter is changing. Body is changing. Why? Body is made out of matter. Bundle of chemicals. Body is bundle of chemicals. If you see outside, you call them as chemicals, matter. When your body, matter, we call it biochemical. And the chemical is biochemical. That's why the medicines they are giving, chemist they call. Chemist gives what? Medicines. Medicines are mixed with what? Magnesium. All those chemicals, medicines are all chemicals. They all give through medicines. Why? To this biochemical body. Because on the chemical, in the chemical adjustment. Potassium, manganese, magnesium, all this, mercury, all these chemicals, through medicines they give to adjust this biochemical body because it has a connection. That is also matter, this is also matter. That is chemical, this is biochemical. Matter. This is apara prakriti. Every blessed observed thing is apara prakriti. Then what is that blessed para prakriti? You, the awareer, observer, experiencer, is para prakriti, spirit, consciousness. This body is included in the world. World is mixture of para and apara. So since the body is in the world, it is also a part of the world. Body also must have what? Para and apara. Body is apara. I, the consciousness, I am para, spirit, experiencer. I am the experiencer of the body. Body is apara prakriti. I, the experiencer, I am para prakriti. Ishvara, also mixture, para and apara. That's why Ishvara also changing. Changing what? Krishna avatara, Rama avatara, he is also, Dasha avataras, he is also changing, his matter part also changing, apara prakriti, my matter part also changing, in him and in me also one thing is not changing, unchangeable, that is para prakriti, that is consciousness. So therefore changing matter, apara prakriti in Ishvara, and in this body also, same, changing. In Paramatma, Atma will not change. In Jivatma, Atma will not change. This knowledge is called Vijnanam. Jnanam means what? Paroksha Jnanam. Ishvara is a mixture of Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti is a Paroksha Jnanam. Vijnanam means what? Aparoksha Jnanam. That Ishvara is none other than myself. How? Ishvara alone appearing as the universe. Universe is non-separate from Ishvara. World is another name for Ishvara. So therefore this body mind complex is included in the world. Therefore, where is Ishvara now? Tell me. This person is none other than Ishvara, mixture of para and apara. Our macro level, even micro level, all the difference. Okay? Very, very terse topic. You have to assimilate this, contemplate. It is not easy to accept this truth. Assimilating this truth, internalizing this fact is the only solution for samsara nivritti. This is the truth. Whether you understand or not, this is the truth, only truth. Ishvara is para and apara mixture. Ishvara alone appearing as universe. Now when I am experiencing the universe, I am experiencing both para and apara. That means matter, nama rupa, and the Sat and Chit principle also. I am. I, the consciousness, existent principle, and pervading everywhere in the form of Sat, and observing the Nama Rupa. Nama Rupa is Mithya, consciousness is Satyam. So, I, the awareer, is Satyam, the aware matter is mithya. Now, this is the topic from 4 to 12. But not knowing this, people think my form is real. Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahabhaho yayedam dharyate jagat. I am sustaining this universe by giving existence. This matter is floating in me. Lord Krishna says in 7th shloka, maktaha parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Nobody is there other than me. Illame naneda nar. Mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. Everything is intertwined in me only. I am the truth. That apara prakriti is my power. But people are carried away by the power. Maya Shakti. That Maya Shakti is depending upon me, the Chaitanyam. So in all I am there. Punyo, Gandha, Prithivyamcha. In everything I am there. Earth, water, fire, air, space, everything I am pervading. Wherever you touch in the chain, what you are touching? Gold only. Any part you touch, gold you are touching. Similarly, whatever you touch in this world, you are touching what? Ishvara. Tell me, where is secularism? God is somewhere sacred and secular division. Can you do now? Can you do secular and sacred division? God is sitting in Vaikuntha, Kailasa. This concept other religions cannot swallow or digest. This is called Vaidika concept. Veda's concept. This is the fact people have to understand. Everything is God for us. Now understand why everything is God? Not lip movement. Just making a statement. Ellame kadavuladan. In the statement, lip movement is not going to give any benefit to me. Understanding. With understanding you have to say everything is God. How everything is God? Na, you must be ready to explain this. Whatever I have explained now, you must be ready to explain. Where is God? Na? Now you tell me where is not. This is called knowledge. Na, just blabbering. The God is everywhere, everywhere. And how he is everywhere? Your intellect cannot withstand. Just for lip movements. Your intellect is very, very honest. Please understand, God is everywhere because world is nothing but God. Because mixture of sentient and insentient principle in the universe. Who is sentient? I am sentient. Who is not sentient? Objects are not sentient. Body by itself is not sentient. I am making the body sentient. Body made out of five elements. Five elements are inert or sentient? Five elements are inert. Your body is made out of what? Body is made out of five elements. Then body must be what? Inert. How can you be the body then? Try to understand. Think. This is not some mesmerizing. Just clean understanding. With your buddhi. I am making the body sentient. Body is inert. I am consciousness. Claim that you are consciousness. And you are enlivening the material, temporary, incidental body. Bodies may come and go. I, the consciousness, can never come and go. I am nityaha. Body is anityaha. It disappears. Next topic. I hope this is the crux of Vedanta. I hope you are getting the point. So God is nothing but world. Now, next topic, from 13 to 19, Krishna deals with the topic of samsara karanam. 13 to 19. People are enamored by, carried away by tribhir gunamayaihi bhavaihi. Sarvam idam jagatu mohitam na abhijanati. When para and apara prakriti are there, people are not knowing the para prakriti. They are all going behind apara prakriti. Mohitam, deluded, confused. Mohitam. They are not knowing me, avyayam. Who is ebhyaha param? Without me, apara prakriti cannot exist. But I exist without apara prakriti. I am lending sentiency to apara prakriti. People are thinking apara prakriti is real. Why? Because it is having a form. I, the para prakriti, am formless. That's why they are missing me. They are carried away by the forms, which is really speaking apara prakriti, but they are mohitam, deluded. However much the teacher talks again and again, but they, Purna Madaha, once she says, they enter into apara prakriti. They vote for apara prakriti, apara prakriti, apara prakriti, they vote for. None of them are saying, I am para prakriti, what to do, Arjunan? So, tesham jnani nitya yuktaha. From there he goes to another topic. This is the samsara karanam. Up to 19th shloka he says, samsara karanam, people are not knowing this. Namam dushkritino mudhaha. Mudhaha, dull-witted people, those who are not studying Bhagavad Gita, not you, okay, those who are not studying Bhagavad Gita, dushkritino mudhaha, they are not understanding me. And they are worshipping me as what? Artho jignasur arthaarthi. In the four types of bhaktaslam, chaturvidha bhajante mam janasukriti norjuna. There are people, Arjuna, unfortunate people, they never trust me. Nastikas are there, one group. And another group, astikas, those who have belief in God, astikas, they are worshipping me. And they are going to temple, they are worshipping me, but they are also worshipping what? My apara prakriti. Chaturvidha bhajante. Artaha. Crisis bhaktas are there, Arjuna. They are also not knowing my para prakriti. They are only voting for what? Adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram. And his my form. Kuchu guruvayurappa. And the madri, ayyappo guruvayurappo. They are all voting for my apara prakriti. Artha bhaktas, business bhaktas. Crisis bhaktas, they are worshipping me. What? My apara prakriti only they are worshipping. My lower nature they are worshipping. My lower nature, only real nature they are thinking, what can I do? My nature is not that nature. That's why they are making me blessings giving Lord. Like that only they are making use of me. Even artharthi bhaktas, they are worshipping me for money, for wealth, prosperity, only they are worshipping me. They are making use of me like a doormat. Nama, doormat edukahanna? To clean the foot. Adi madri, Bhagavan edukkanna? Bhagavan edukk? Namakku vendidella kudukkaradukaha. Adukuda Bhagavan. If I want house, Bhagavan has to give house. If I want children, Bhagavan has to give children. If I want wife, Bhagavan has to give wife. If I want husband, Bhagavan has to give. Whatever I ask, he must provide. That's all. It is Bhagavan is like a shopkeeper. Keeping whatever I want, he must keep. And sell. with what? I give, I do japa, he has to give whatever I want. I do puja, he has to give whatever I want. This is what business bhakta. They are doing like this, Arjuna. How long I also can tolerate? You know, when they are young, when they are immature, okay. 50 years, 40 years, okay. At the age of 70 also, he is asking what to do. I am fed up with these people now. I am fed up now. Therefore, I go and sit in the, that Swamini class. Abhishekam panni panni, oil bath panni panni, I am so tired. Therefore, I am going and sitting in the Swamini class. Therefore, some of them are coming to understand my higher nature. I am very happy. Jnanis, Jignasus are sitting in the class. They are all going to become Jnanis. What Jnanis? They are Paraprakriti Jnanis. Recognizing themselves as Paraprakriti, my real nature, they are not separating me. They are seeing me in themselves. Not seeing, they are understanding me as their nature. That's what Krishna said in 18th shloka. Udara sarva evaite jnani tu atma eva me matam. Even though this artha, arthaarthi, jignasu, bhaktas are good, good, good. Udaraha parantu jnani, a person who understands the para prakriti. Really, Atma Swarupam, Jnani, tu Atma Eva Me Matam. I consider him as myself. Because I am not separate from him, he is not separate from me. We cannot. Because Avanu Atma, Nanu Atmada. In the Payana, our Mithya, Para, Aparaprakritan, Puduchan, Ukanandraka, Avan Varatu Vandapa Varuva. My Bhakta is real Bhakta is who? A Gita, student, 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 becoming Jnani. Eppo, one day. I am waiting for that person. Bahu nam janma namante jnana vanmam prapadyate. 19th shloka he says, Arjuna, it is not so easy to understand my real nature. After long life, no, many, many janmas, at the end, they come to that class and understand. Very difficult. Jnanavan ma prapadyate vasudevaha sarvam iti. Not Kochu Guruvayur in Guruvayur only. Not Kapalishwar in only Kapalishwar temple. Not Shiva in Kailasa. Not Vishnu in Vaikuntha. But he understands Sarvam Bhagavan iti saha mahatma sudurlabhaha. Very, very difficult to find such a person. There are teachers struggling to make some people good punya atmas, to make them to understand this. They are committed, stick to that teacher and studying. I am also watching. Krishna is watching. How much you are understanding and Shraddhaya Kekarala Illya and on Patis Nana Princhak Purala Illya and Jabi Krishna are watching class in Ukande. Every parents loud if their children listen to them. Similarly, Krishna also. Okay, next topic. So, what is samsara karanam? Not understanding their real nature, which is my real nature. This is called samsara karanam. Next topic is, this remedy is only understanding the truth. Then 20 to 22, Lord Krishna talk about sakama bhakti and nishkama bhakti. Sakama bhakti and nishkama bhakti. There are people who worship me with sakama, means with a motive, with some expectation. They are called sakama bhaktas. And there are some people who are all nishkama bhaktas. Sakama bhaktas, they always worship me to get some worldly benefit. Of course, I fulfill their desire. But that is not superior bhakti. Sakama bhakti, worldly objects they are asking, which are ephemeral, temporary, anityam. They are not going to give fulfillment, but they are asking for. Just as a baby, child asking for balloon. Child asking balloon, you buy and give. You know it is going to break after few minutes. But still, what do? Parvala, vaangiko. Adi evlo neram irukka poradhu? Or 2 hours, 3 hours. Appuram thapalnu poidum. Enna? Adi make sound also. Na sonnana, father solva. Na sonnana. Ore aluva appuram kodanda. Thirupi enna? Innor balloon. Innor balloon. Ippdi vaangite kodukanum. Then the child become adult. 17-year-old, 20-year-old. Amma, I want balloon. Anna, eppadi irukum? Or adik, mother will cry, no? If child asks, adult son or daughter ask for balloon, because the child is not supposed to ask balloon. Balloon is temporary. Similarly, bhakta, an adult bhakta should not ask for worldly things, which are temporary. Sakama bhaktas are always ask for that only, Arjuna. Whereas nishkama bhaktas, they ask for me only. They worship me, but they never ask any worldly, temporary things in this world. They ask only me. Bhagavan padamuda venu enakku. So, in the heart of Bhagavan, I must sit. That is what my desire. So, always Bhagavan, 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 they desire. Not any other thing. They are called nishkama bhaktas. Not asking any worldly things. Then Bhagavan says, and 22nd shloka, those nishkama bhakta sataya shraddhaya yuktaha tasya radhana mihate tasya labhate cha tatah kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan. So if they worship me, finally they attain me only. Whatever they ask, that only I can give. So he gives the benefits of sakama bhakti also and nishkama bhakti also. Bhagavan vote for nishkama bhakti. Sakama to nishkama. Then 23 to 26, Lord Krishna criticized the sakama bhaktas, that sakama bhaktas, they do not know my real nature. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mam abuddhayaha. Sakama bhaktas only look at my form, they are not knowing me. And 25th shloka is very important shloka. I am not visible to all people. Moodhoyam na abhijanati. Moodhaha means confused people cannot understand me. Hey Arjuna, I am beyond all these nama rupas. Very rarely people understand. Nishkama bhakta alone, one day he can come and understand. Therefore, sakama bhakta has to become nishkama bhakta. Nishkama bhakta has to become jignasu. So in 27th shloka onwards, he says, nishkama bhakti, that is superior. He tells about all the demerits of sakama bhakti and merits of sakama bhakti also. But Lord Krishna vote for nishkama bhakti. I am taking care of nishkama bhaktas very well. Even though they are not asking for worldly things, I provide. So 27 to 30, nishkama bhakti. He says, jara marana mokshaya mama shritya yatantiye te brahma tadviduhu krishnam adhyatmam karma chakhilam. So nishkama bhaktas will come to know my real nature. What is brahma? What is karma? What is janma? What is adhyatmam? What is adhidaivam? What is adhibhutam? They will come to know. Nishkama bhaktas will, because I provide everything for them. Lord Krishna says. Then Arjuna has got a doubt again. What is Brahma? What is karma? What is Atyatmam? Again you are introducing new words. Hey Krishna, tell me. Next class, Varaname. So therefore, Lord Krishna, wait, next week I will start. What are all that? What is Brahma? What is karma? What is Adhyatmam, Adhidaivam, Adhibhutam? You want to know further elaborate description of Ishvara? I will continue now. That he is going to explain in 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. With this, I conclude the summary of this 7th chapter. Some important slokas I will give, you can note down. Third sloka, number 3, Manushyanam Sahasreshu. Number 6, number 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18. 18 is Mahavakya Mantra. Okay. Again, 19. And 21, very, very important. 21. 22, also very important sloka. 22. Then 24, 25. 24th sloka is the essence of the Upanishad. Ishvara as Nirguna Chaitanyam is explained in 24. Then 25 also is the essence of Upanishads. Then 26. Is also another important Mahavakya sloka. Then 28, 29 also. These are all the important slokas. Okay, with this I conclude the 7th chapter. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.